This is a podcast from the BBC.
Good start to the week, Chris.
Yeah, it's been all right. I dread this part of the week, though, podcast-wise.
Why?
I'll tell you why, because once again, it's been another podcast where I think I'm going to get in trouble when I'm back home. Because you put me on the spot and it's got to stop happening.
Oh, it's when I asked you if you'd had an argument over the weekend.
Oh,
I need to stop
so
doing
tricky.
That on Monday.
Please not let's make this a Monday thing.
We hear about your weekend blowouts on today's show as well. Always happens at the weekend. Also, more evidence that we could be running out of music and the new Royal Top 10. Good afternoon, it's Scott. Chris is here too.
Hey.
Hope you're good. Very exciting news from the palace this morning.
I know. Massive congratulations to them.
Not hanging about, is he, Harry?
What do you mean?
Marriage and baby, all in the same year.
Yeah, but he's got a military background, isn't it? It's all very precise and sort of... right, crack
precise.
On. Is this why you're playing royal music underneath?
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed this as well. All throughout today, they've got to keep using sort of orchestral music, 'cause royal.
This could be like a royal version of Where Do You Think They Were?
That is such a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, in a few months' time, we could actually do it if the royals are up for it.
I'm saying it happened in Botswana.
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly.
What was this from again?
It's from Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance. Remember that film that I was obsessed with?
Oh, yeah, this was great.
A film that never made it to the cinema, straight to TV, where actors were playing the parts of all the royals. Meghan, Harry, William, Kate.
This was mad because also they just assumed all of the drama in it,
right,
and the stuff that's been said. They probably never have said any of this.
No actual facts involved.
Yeah.
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly. Apparently, she's an actress.
And he says he doesn't like publicity.
And she's American.
Oh, no.
Maybe this is how we do the Where Do You Think They Were. We use the actors that were involved in this to do it. So they could be there saying it was a... well, it would have been just after the wedding, actually, going by what we know.
Yeah.
Or honeymoon. So maybe it was Botswana. I don't know where they honeymooned. So it was a warm night in Botswana.
Right. Like the film, just make it up with the actors. Maybe it was the honeymoon.
Yeah. Well, let's think about this now, then.
One thing led to another, and...
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly.
I need to watch that film again. Congratulations. Oh. I like, if you look at Twitter, everyone's trying to guess where it happened. Like, they're doing their own Where Do You Think They Were?
With this music.
You know, most people say in Dublin.
Scott Mills.
You know I'm obsessed with charts.
You love a chart
because
for anything.
Because I do the charts.
Yeah. And it sort of bleeds into nights out and stuff like that as well. If you have had a couple of drinks, you will chart on a number of different things.
Yeah.
You just love it. I think it's your go-to joke.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is we'll be out and as soon as there's a chart reference to put in, you love it, but you don't realise how much you do it.
I don't.
It's not annoying. I quite enjoy it.
So with the new baby, there's a new official royal chart.
Come on.
People have moved around in line to the throne.
I can completely see where this is going.
Right. So the new royal baby is straight in at number 7 this week.
Yeah.
In line to the throne.
But you are right, there is a top 10 of sorts. So I assume that means someone's out of the top 10 then.
So just one place behind at number 8 is Prince Harry, their dad.
Oh God, if you're going to do it properly.
Do you want me to do it?
You're going to squeeze out a chart, aren't you?
Do you want me to do it?
We can all see where this is going.
Right.
It's a chart for anything.
Here we go. So out of the top 10 is Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex. He's off. Not in the top 10 anymore. Do you want to know the top 10?
Yeah, give us the official top 10, please.
At number 10, Princess Eugenie of York. At number 9, it's Princess Beatrice of York. Number 8 this week is Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. And straight in, whatever it's going to be called, is the new royal baby at this week's 7. Number 6 is Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex. At 5, Prince Louis of Cambridge. Number 4 is Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. And at 3, it's Prince George of Cambridge. Number 2 is Prince William. And still...
the UK's official
number 1.
Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that like when you did the X Factor one for the Christmas number 1. And number 1. It's Charles.
Rubbish.
Let's try and find that clip. Do you remember? It was a very exciting chart battle at the time.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Steph says, Royal Chart, I'm done. Trying to do my eyeliner in a car park in Cornwall. It's not happening, boys. Laughing too much.
I've got the clip of when you did the chart. You know, it's Joe.
Can you not?
Yeah, let's play it.
When was this? 2009. Okay. Bear in mind, this was actually very exciting at the time, and I'm just trying to convey the excitement to the listeners.
It's Joe.
Okay, here we go. Who is this week's number two on the official chart 2009 for Christmas?
Two.
It's Joe. It was Joe McKeldry.
It's Charles.
Maybe the gap was a bit too long looking back.
Scott Mills.
Hi.
Hi.
New Little Mix and Nicki Minaj coming up. They're going to be at the Teen Awards, Little Mix, on Sunday. So, you might have seen this on her Instagram. Anne-Marie, who is currently in Australia, wants a new laugh. She's over her current laugh. I actually really like her laugh.
You like it, but it is very sort of, I don't know. It's not annoying, it's distinctive, isn't it?
So here is Anne-Marie with her suggested new laugh on her Instagram earlier.
Stop. Anne-Marie, this is disgusting.
I actually think we can do better than that. So if you've got a laugh that you can offer Anne-Marie, maybe we can trade it in. 81199.
Well, it's a nice idea that, but it does mean that we've got to speak to people and they've got to laugh on demand, which I can't do. If you were to tell me to laugh, I couldn't laugh.
Go.
No, because it's really awkward. Unless you find something actual funny. But then we've spoken about this before. It's really annoying if you've got a sneeze or a laugh that you don't like. Because it's very hard to train yourself out of it.
Imagine being Adele.
I'm only joking.
So jealous.
Oh, Krusty the Clown.
Scott Mills.
Got a new laugh for Anne-Marie.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy Carr. No one beats that.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Anyone else really bored of pressing accept every time you go on the internet now? That's my Monday gripe.
What are you accepting?
Cookies every time.
Oh, cookies. Yeah,
yes,
all the cookies.
Yes, accept. Yes, agree. We've got some more of your weekend blowouts coming up. You know when you have a partner argument at the weekend?
Scott Mills.
One. On Mondays, we hear about your weekend blowouts. Any arguments this weekend, Chris?
Let me think. Any arguments? No. Oh, there was one on Saturday night, actually. I can't say.
Right.
Because it involves other members of the family.
Right.
So and there would just be too much collateral for it.
Right.
But safe to say, I was fairly annoyed on Saturday night.
I was annoyed last night and sent a message to you saying that I was annoyed.
You did, yeah. It was a bizarre message.
But that wasn't meant for you.
Oh, was it?
No.
Who was it meant for then?
Yeah.
No, but that would suggest it's about me.
No, it's not
because
about you.
I would have been... No, would think about it. Because normally when you send a message to someone else, it's about that person. Do you see what I mean? So if you were sending a message to someone saying you're annoyed, yeah, and it accidentally went to me, it would suggest that you were annoyed at something I've said.
No, I just wanted to tell someone else that they were annoying me and I sent it to you by mistake.
Okay, fine.
Hello, Liam. What's your weekend blowout?
Don't get me started.
Oh, right. Here we go. Go on.
So we're having a lovely Sunday afternoon lunch, and The Simpsons is on TV. It's an episode with Tony Hawk in.
Who's
and my
that?
Girlfriend, Tony Hawk, the pro skateboarder.
Head of the BBC. Oh no, that's Tony Hall, isn't it?
Right.
Tony Hawk, the skater.
Tony
yeah,
Hawk,
yeah,
the
not
skater,
the head of the
yeah.
BBC. Then.
Not the head of the BBC.
No.
Okay.
So he comes on The Simpsons, and my girlfriend goes, "Who's Tony Hawk?" And I go, "Who's the pro skateboarder? He's made loads of video games and stuff like that. Why?" So, "Oh, I thought that was Chesney Hawk, you know, off of The One and Only." Hey!
Like,
I'm going to have to uncurl a massive who here, Scott.
Go.
Let me just bend down
go.
For this one.
Go. Wow.
God.
"No, it's Tony Hawk, the pro skater." And she's like, "No, it's Chesney Hawk." We went, "Tony, no, Chesney, no, Tony." Ah! It was really winding me up.
Okay.
So I then go, are you an idiot? "No, you're winding me up, aren't you?" And she goes, "No, I'm being genuine. I thought Chesney Hawk was the pro skateboarder."
Go on then. So then what happened?
So then I googled Chesney Hawk's The One and Only. played it to her, and she was like, oh, right, so he sings and does the skateboarding. Oh, I was like, no!
Definitely just a singer. I am the one and only. Do you feel more relaxed now that you've got all this out of your system?
I do. I feel like I've got a load off my chest.
That's what this is all about, you see?
Thank you very much. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Scott Mills. Well done to Jamie from Sussex, who had a weekend blowout about the importance of FIFA. Well done, Jamie. Really well done to you there. Argument over the weekend over beard hair and towels. That's from Dow in Reading. Charlotte from Bristol still fuming after her and her husband raged over lasagna yesterday.
Oh, no.
Just a small lasagna argument. Scott Mills. Yes, Miles.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
All good. What's happening? What's happening on a Monday afternoon in your life?
Oh, it's a pretty miserable day in Sheffield, so I'm busy making a curry to brighten things up a bit, just waiting for my partner to finish med school for the day, having a bit of a relax also.
Bit early to be making a curry, isn't it, Miles? Not that I'm judging.
Oh, no, it's a bit early, but got to keep the day busy. Got to keep the day busy.
Fill your days, mate.
Out of the way, so, yeah.
Are you bored?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Once all the, you know, life admin only takes a couple of hours to get sorted, and then, yeah, it's just time for the curry.
Crack on with the curry. Now, do you do this with, like, a tutorial video, or is this just Miles' own recipe?
No, this is me. It's pretty ad hoc, off the cuff, hope it works-esque cooking, and it usually goes okay, so... Yeah, we'll stick with that.
Do you use tutorial videos, Scott? You strike me as someone that needs to in the kitchen.
All the time.
Yeah. It's all on there. It's all ready to go. Isn't it incredible? Anything you want to know how to do, anything.
Like, literally anything. But I have to keep stopping it, and then it's like goes back to the start again, and then it's like buffering. It's like, why is my Wi-Fi rubbish? It's like, just write it out. Do you know what I mean? Old school.
Yeah, and all these cooking shows, they never do them in real time. Like, they conveniently have all their onions chopped. Right. Everything's ready to go, so it can be exactly 20 minutes.
Yeah.
As it says it will be.
Cooking's long, eh?
Oh, I didn't believe those timings. I
love it.
It's just boring.
You find it boring?
Yeah. Right, okay, here is... What curry is it?
It's a gel phrasey.
Okay, thanks. All right, here's my banger for today. Fascination. Fascination. Yes. It's just the way we feel. What a song.
You love it.
No. Alpha Beats, Fascination. That will cheer up anyone's boring Monday.
This was such a U time in music, wasn't it?
This.
Ting tings.
I love. It really was.
Good choice. All right, you can have that. We can have my banger today, which is this. I saw another amazing video with Dave Grohl the other day. He got this kid up to go play guitar, and this kid ended up playing a load of Metallica songs on stage, and Dave Grohl was like, yeah, you just go for it. Play two or three songs. Amazing, right?
Foo Fighters gigs are about 15 years long, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, they take as long as they like, and I love them for it. This is Foo Fighters Everlong.
Okay, Miles, what are we going to go for?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I only recently found out that the Food Fighters weren't actually called the Food Fighters. They're actually the Foo Fighters. Oh, I feel like it's something I should let Greg know, but...
The Food Fighters?
I know. I don't know where I've been.
Do you remember that time at Ready One's Big Weekend where my ex-flatmate was talking to Dave Grohl for a good 20 minutes, didn't know who he was?
Yeah.
So awkward.
That's so true.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I'd do.
So he eventually went, what do you do? He was like, I'm in the Food Fighters. I mean, we said Foo, obviously.
At least you didn't get the name of the Muse song wrong, Miles, so you're fine.
All right, what are we going for then, Miles?
I think I'm going to have to go with Alpha Beat. It's an absolute tune. Yeah!
So you're in a relationship, something happens to your partner or whatever, and they tell you, you know what, I think you should just move on and be someone else.
Man's gone. My bag's packed in the door already.
Wow.
I'll be leaving when you're sleeping. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Three shots of tequila on One Extra.
All right, what's happening, people? We're here. Myself, Marv Abbey. What else we got in the studio?
Mr. Exposed.
And Taser Black.
All right, welcome to Three Shots. We're bringing the podcast to the BBC. We'll be taking over One Extra for the next 6 weeks.
That's not taking it over, but I hear you still. We're going to be on.
No, we're taking it over still.
I like it. Yeah, it's going to be hella guests on here. Game. Hella dilemmas.
Hella jokes.
Everyday life, bro.
Yeah. Three shots of tequila. Download it now on BBC Sounds or from wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, you don't want to make Foo Fighters fans angry, that's for sure.
What a choice, though. What a choice between those two songs.
You pressed the wrong button, Mills. I haven't. He chose my one. Mark says that is such a wrong choice that Theresa May is doing a speech on it at 3:30.
BBC Radio 1.
I never clocked how weird that bit is in Alphabeat Fascination, where he's like, the word is on your lips! The word is on your lips!
Goes on for ages, longer than I remember.
Scott Mills.
And we are running out of music. More details to follow, more examples from you. Chris, I just remember what day it is.
What day is it? Father's Day?
No. Happy Conception Day, Jack Whitehall.
Conception Day? That's not a thing.
It's when he was conceived.
Yeah, we don't really celebrate that, do we?
No.
Oh, of course. So back timing from when we found out that he was born. Yep.
When we had Jack Whitehall and his dad, Michael, in for Celebrity, Where Do You Think They Were? And Jack found out all the details from his dad on the radio of where and when he was made.
It's the night of the great storm. I can't remember the date.
You can say it.
Whatever it was,
1902, no, this is my birthday.
When Michael Fish said there wasn't going to be a storm, and there was.
There was a BBC weatherman on that evening called Michael Fish on the TV who said there wasn't going to be a hurricane.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
And then there really was.
And then the thunder started, because this was the beginning of the storm.
The great storm.
And you could hear the thunder and the lightning, and then the rain and the windows were sort of... the
thrashing.
Yeah, exactly, that's the word I was looking for.
Frankenstein.
Well, it was an amazing experience. And then suddenly I thought, go on, why not?
More Where Do You Think They Were later in the week.
So it was the great storm. This is what we're celebrating, because it was the great storm and it was his
not celebrating
day.
That so much, but I'm celebrating Jack Whitehall being here.
Happy Conception Day, Jack.
31 years ago today.
Scott Mills.
Scott, you know we've been saying this for a while, that there might be a chance that we're going to run out of music. And by that, I just mean there's only a certain combination of notes you can have before one song will sound exactly the same as another one. And imagine a poor artist out there who just wants to make new music and they can't, because it's just going to sound like something old. It could happen one day. Surely it will.
We're just going to run out. Yeah, I mean, we've had this theory for a while now, and we've not done this for a while, actually. But you lot, keep sending examples on email and keep them coming, please, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Obviously, all of these are completely, like, they're not by accident. They're not done on purpose.
Sorry. No, exactly. And if you are listening with a sort of legal ear on this, tune out if needs be. It's not for you.
Who's been on?
Okay, starting with Andy from Shropshire, who found this one. So this is Arctic Monkeys, 4 out of 5.
One of our faves.
One of our faves. Now, Andy thinks it sounds like this.
Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam.
What's this?
It's the crab song from Moana.
Now I know I can be happy as a clam, because I'm beautiful, baby. Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam.
Yeah,
I was a drab little crab once.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want another one?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you to Kate in Reading who got in touch about this one. So this is Lost in Japan. You know the Shawn Mendes song with the Zed remix?
Don't ruin this for me. I love this song. Yeah?
Now, Kate thinks it sounds like this. The Super Mario theme. Sort of there, yeah.
I kind of know what you mean, Kate.
Radio 1.
Right, Martin Garrix and BB Rexha, and then more running out of music from you lot.
Scott Mills.
Laura, you've got an example as well of running out of music, haven't you?
I have, yes. Barzy, you say Barzy, beautiful angel.
Barzy.
Barzy, whatever. Barzy, the same man.
The chap with Camila Cabello.
That's the one, yeah. Beautiful Angel. And
not called Beautiful Angel. You've added a word on there.
Have I?
Yeah, it's just called Beautiful, but, you know.
Oh, is it Beautiful? Oh.
Yeah, same song. We know what you mean. It's just you got the title wrong. It sort of annoys Scott.
I know I'm such a music anorak, but that kind of thing really annoys me. I'm really sorry, Laura.
No, it's okay.
It's like when people come to me like, can I have I'm Loving Angels Instead by Robbie Williams? That's not what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, it always happens at Christmas parties more than any other, actually. Like, if you're DJing Christmas party, what will happen is someone will come up to you and say, can you play Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night, please?
Ah, it's not called that. Why does it annoy me so much? It's me being irrational.
It's because we've been singing it all week in the shop, you see. That's why it is.
Here he is.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful angel.
See, I can see why you thought it was called Beautiful Angel. So what does this sound like?
This sounds exactly, if you speed it up, it sounds like Peabody and Sherman's Beautiful Boy. And I think it's sung by John Lennon from the track.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So this is Barzy and Camilla, and this is John Lennon.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I've never heard this song in my life.
I've literally never heard of this song.
You have to watch the film.
I mean, it is kind of similar.
It is. If you speeded it up, it would be, I think.
Purely coincidence, obviously. Thanks very much, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Would you agree with Mark that Jess Glynn's chorus, All I Am, and this is once again a pure coincidence, does sound a little bit like the theme from This Morning?
Really?
Do you know what I'm obsessed with? You know, the This Morning covered the Royal Wedding on Friday. They poshed up the This Morning theme tune.
Oh, Orchestral Music Cos Royal.
They royaled it
up.
But here's Jess Glynn. And here's Royal This Morning. I can't. Can you hear that?
It's sort of bright and breezy, isn't it? God, I love this though.
No, great, right?
It is great.
Just for one day they used this. Had it remade specially for Eugenie. Royal, Royal. Love.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Tonight, Nick Grimshaw has to pick Avril Lavigne's best song.
I'm with you.
See, that is good.
It's the best one.
Is it the best one, though? What about Complicated, though?
That's the obvious choice.
I reckon he'll go I'm With You as well, actually.
It's got to be I'm With You. Oh, how many is there to choose from?
There's quite
Skater
a few.
Skater Boy.
Skater Boy?
That's it.
No, there's not. There's loads.
Name another one, then.
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair.
Oh, that'd be a good banger, actually. I'm writing that down. So Grimmy is with you from 4 this afternoon. One of the people that works in the very important people that works in the music team here at Radio 1, though, in charge of the music that you hear, Matt has just messaged me saying that Frey Ridings, I mean, it's a coincidence, but is believed by Cher. If you slow Cher down a lot, it's the same chord sequence, says Matt.
Is it? Yeah. You can tell why he's in charge of the music.
You can.
Watching you go.
Good.
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Okay, this is where.
Do you believe in love?
Oh. Yeah, I can hear it.
He's sort of right. It's like a, well, quite horrific in this case, but candlelight mix.
So Cher is not okay on this.
Something inside.
Oh. Worse than the ABBA album.
Really don't think it's strong.
Yeah, Matt, I definitely. Oh, this is horrible. I definitely can hear it. Yeah.
Watching you go.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Olivia in Oxfordshire.
Hello.
Now, you were on the show a couple of weeks ago, weren't you? What for?
Because I was having a bit of a pickle because it was my dog's birthday party and my boyfriend's dog's mum's party at the same time.
Yeah, I remember this. And what was your boyfriend saying?
Dan.
Yeah, but what did he do that annoyed you?
Because he said he wasn't going to come to his own son's birthday party, which is his dog, to go to his mum's
dog's party.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Went to mine.
He went to yours.
Absolutely.
good.
Okay, good.
Did you get on the Prosecco as I suggested? I've been obsessed with this since we spoke to you. There's actually bottles of doggy Prosecco. Yeah,
Prosecco. And there's dog beer. All the doggy guests went home with a party bag and a Prosecco or a beer if they were a girl or boy.
Was it because you came on the radio and complained that he felt the pressure?
Yeah, I think so. I think he got a bit embarrassed.
And at the party, what went down? All the lads just had a few jars, did they?
Yeah, bottomless bones and bottomless Prosecco.
Scott Mills.
A few weeks ago, I broke the seal on Christmas by playing the first Christmas song of the year, which was Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and everyone was shocked and appalled, as they always are every year. But for Meg, it's been Christmas for months, hasn't it, Meg?
Yeah, since July.
Why?
We're currently making the costumes for the Christmas show Snow Queen at Dundee Rep, so we are in full Christmas swing.
What, are you wearing the outfit now or making them?
No, I wish I was wearing them. No, we're making them.
Okay, so what's the show?
It's the Snow Queen, and there's about 50-something costumes.
Wow.
God, long having to be Christmassy in July, though. But loads of TV shows have to do that, don't they? They film all the Christmas specials in June or July.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, weird. And all the Christmas adverts as well, and they've got to cover car parks with snow and stuff.
Yeah.
I was where they make EastEnders the other day, and I'm telling you that Christmas preparations are well underway in the square.
Oh, really? White Christmas?
I can't say. I mean, it never snows, does it, on Christmas Day, handily in Albert Square?
Scott Mills.
We want you involved in the show, so email us with your story, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Oh, yeah, we have it all. Dumpings, relationship dramas, gossip you've heard, any old crap.
Yeah. We'll have it. Send it this way, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We want you involved in the show. And remember to rate this podcast and tell your friends.
Tell your friends.